Time now for the Cattle USA Hot Barn Report on this great American radio station. Here's your host, Monty James.
Let's do it. Welcome to another chapter in the continuing saga known as America's Hot Barn Report. Monty James, your humble host and narrator. Kind of a slow day in the livestock world, and I think you'll want to hear this. Not getting political, well, kind of, but the radical animal rights activists never cease to amaze me. A listener recently sent me a link to Elwood's Organic Dog Meat. Okay, well, since dog owners have taken to feeding their dogs far better than some humans, like the Just for Dogs venison and squash fresh entree, 5 pounds for a mind-numbing $325.84, I figured it was just another venue for old-money multimillionaires to waste their inheritance. By the way, if dogs like squash, every garden in America would be picked clean. But that's beside the point. Where was I? Oh, yes. So I clicked on the Elwood's Organic Dog Meat link and see goofy stuff like buy real dog meat from your community and support your local dog meat farmer, or a menu board with lab steaks and pug bacon, just to name a few. I'm like, what in the hell? I keep on clicking, and eventually it leads me to, and I'm just quoting here, most of the animals you consume are just like dogs. Cows are social and complex. Pigs are gentle and intelligent. And here's a good one. Chickens are sensitive to the welfare of their peers. Right. Oh, and sheep can pick up on emotional cues in humans. And then, of course, as predicted, we don't have to eat animals anymore. Turn them loose and let them roam free, followed by the inevitable begging for donations. You know, I'll give them an A for being sneaky, creative, and shocking, but my response to this group, to PETA, the whole pack of them, is who's going to take care of the billions of cattle, hogs, chickens, goats, and dogs for that matter on this planet if farmers and ranchers don't? And if you turn them loose, won't they eat all your vegetables? Are we supposed to just forego our livelihoods, open the gates, and turn them all out on the highway to fend for themselves? What if a PETA princess smashes her Tesla into a herd of feral cattle free-ranging on the interstate? Oh, and who's going to come and milk the U.S. dairy herd so their bags don't explode with mastitis, and how are the 1.9 million farm and ranch families in the USA, not to mention agribusinesses in small town USA, supposed to survive? Who will now employ the millions of people working at packing plants, burger joints, and steakhouses across America? You know, I usually try and stay away from conflict, but when it affects my family, friends, and career, then I'm gonna let her rip, tater chip. That's why I came equipped with 4 incisors in my yapper to rip and tear chunks of a big age ribeye or Iowa chop. To all you anti-production agriculture folks and radical animal rights activist, you do you, and I'll do me. Plus 10 to the critters. Enough said. Monty James for America's Hot Barn Report. To join our happy little fam damly, hit us up on Facebook at Hot Barn Report or Hot Barn Report on TikTok.
The aforementioned comments do not reflect the opinions of this station or network. This breaking beef news brought to you by Stockman's Livestock, Napoleon Livestock, North Platte Stockyards, Platte Livestock Market, Woman Livestock, Tri-County Stockyards, Torrington Livestock, Creighton Livestock, Bassett Livestock, Crescent Livestock, Ogallala Livestock, Moo Ridge Livestock, and St. Ange.